Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it was good to have Brother Dennis in with us this morning, but then he had to go to work. To work the second shift this evening. But now, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we thank you and praise you for everything, Father, that you've given to us and allowed us to have. And Father, we're asking that you clean us, clean our hearts and our minds from any and all things that would be displeasing to you. And if there has been anything this day that we have done in that order, forgive us, Father, so that we can learn more in our study this evening, be better equipped in our understanding of your word and to be able to help others that are walking in darkness. Now, Father, this in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, as we go into communion, I pray everybody's got it all ready that takes communion with us. So get your bread. We know Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to God, he break it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Eat your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And once again, we give praise, honor, glory, and thanks all unto our Lord and our Savior for doing what he did for each and every one of us and what he continues to do for us. Once again, we give thanks for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now, as we go into our evening's reading, we'll be starting here with the 16th chapter of Revelation. There's 21 verses there to it. We'll see what we can get from it and retain and see what would be there that we might still need that we didn't know of the existence. All right, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven churches, go your ways and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. There fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. 3. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living creature died in the sea. 4. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. 5. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. 6. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. 7. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. 8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Now, man, and men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these things. And they repented not to give him glory. 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. 11. And blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof and dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. 14. They are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. 16. And he gathereth them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his voice into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Now, 18. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as had not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. 19. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. 20. And every olive fled away, and the mountains were not found. 21. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. And we have now finished reading the 16th chapter of Revelations. We'll be going in to chapter 17. All right. Verse 1. There came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that setteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. 3. So he carried me away in the spirit unto the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Five. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has the seven heads and 10 horns. 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. And they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sat. And there are seven kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is yet to come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. 11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th and is of the 7th, and goeth into perdition. 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received kingdom as yet, but receiveth power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now, we know that there is one thing I do want to make clear, because we see it quite a bit in the book of Revelation. That's this word, perdition, which means lake of fire. 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, they shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. 17. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And we have now come to the end of chapter 17. So as we go in now to chapter 18, and chapter 18 is 24 verses, but may we get something out of all that we have read, and as we go on. Verse 1, and after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. 2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. 6. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her work in the cup which she has filled to her double. 7. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I set a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth earth. 9. The kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. 11. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. 12. The merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and the pearls, fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet, and all thy wood, and all manner of vessel of ivory, and all manner of vessel of most precious wood, and of brass and iron and marble. 13. And cinnamon and odors, and ointments and frankincense, and wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, and beasts and sheep, and horses and chariots, slaves and souls of men. 14. And the fruits, tastes that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. 15. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. 16. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. 17. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all the companies and ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. 18. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto 19? And they cast dust on their heads and cried weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein we were made rich, all that had shipped in the sea by reason of her costliness for in 1 hour is she made desolate. 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostle and prophet, for God has avenged you on earth. 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus, with violence, shall that great city, Babylon, be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. 22. And the voice of harpers and musicians of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. 23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. We have now come to the end of 18. We will be stopping there for our evening reading. And God willing, we'll pick up 19 in the morning. Pray all of you. Let's pick up on something that will do you some good, that will help you personally, but will also help you in knowledge to make you better equipped to reach out and help others that are walking out there in darkness and working with the Holy Spirit to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before it becomes too late. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, as we come into prayer tonight, I lift up Kenny Parks' mother and his grandmother. They are both, Father, sick and in the hospital. They need to be closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they stand in need of his healing. Those stripes that he bore gave us healing according to your word. We know you don't make your promises that you don't keep. Touch them, Father, mighty and great way. Bring about the healing they need. And bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Father, for Dennis Lee, for Amy, Tom and Jacob, for Millie and Bobby, my wife, for Courtney and Shane, that couple stands in need of Jesus. For Daryl and Debbie, for Sue Branson, for Chris, his wife, Sam, and that little family. Father, for myself, and for all of our children, our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, Father, and all of our family members that are living. We pray for them that the Holy Spirit can walk close with them and bring those that are walking in darkness to the knowledge of Jesus and to his light. And for those that are walking with him, keep them in walk, keep them safe, and see for whatever need they have. Father, for Jerusalem, pray for peace. And even more than that, I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, that you was blessing and blessed for so many years, that turned its back and walked away. And most of that, Father, is because of evil ones that are sitting in high places in our government that has brought this evil and these sins upon this land and leading people to believe that they're not sin, that they're just an alternate lifestyle. They've even got some of the churches started to accept this. I ask, Father, that they be removed from office and replaced with those that serve you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your church, your people, and this land. And Father, this land will repent of what it has done and move back and put their love, their faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will work with us and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, keep us all safe through this night and bring us together again in the morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, and back into your word at 10 a.m. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. I pray you'll have a great evening and a good night. Have a good one.